This is VOA News. I'm Crystal Melton. Tens of millions of U.S. voters are casting ballots today in a presidential election pitting incumbent Republican Donald Trump against Democratic challenger Joe Biden. They're also voting for members of the U.S. House of Representatives, one-third of the members of the U.S. Senate, and local officials. Joe Biden began Election Day by attending Mass at a Delaware church during a visit to his childhood hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, later in the day. Biden told supporters one of the reasons he's seeking the presidency is to, quote, restore the soul of the country. After making two other appearances in Pennsylvania, Biden returns to Delaware, which he has represented for decades in the Senate, to give an evening address. Mr. Trump started the morning by calling the Fox and Friends news program and saying he would declare himself the winner, quote, when there is victory, if there is victory, end the quote. Trump also visited his re-election headquarters outside Washington, D.C. before returning to the White House. Speaking at the campaign headquarters, Trump said he has not given thought to a concession or acceptance speech. He said, quote, hopefully we'll be only doing one of those two, adding, you know, winning is easy, losing is never easy, unquote. Amid the unchecked coronavirus pandemic in the United States, more than 99 million people cast early ballots, more than two-thirds of the entire vote count of nearly 139 million in the 2016 election. But with state-by-state laws controlling how soon the absentee votes can be counted, the outcome of the election may not be known for days, depending on how close the contest turns out to be. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the eyewall of Hurricane Eta is moving onshore along the coast of northeastern Nicaragua as a Category 4 hurricane. You're listening to VOA News. Austrian officials said Tuesday a perpetrator of an attack in Vienna, Austria, that killed at least four people and wounded 14 others was a sympathizer of the Islamic State terror group. Interior Minister Karl Nehammer told reporters, quote, we experienced an attack last night by at least one Islamist terrorist. Islamic State later claimed responsibility for the attack. Nehammer said the assailant was armed with an assault rifle and wore a fake suicide vest. He added in later comments to the Austrian news agency that the attacker was convicted last year of trying to travel to Syria to join Islamic State. Police killed the attacker, and Nehammer said a search was ongoing Tuesday to see if anyone else was involved. Authorities advised people Tuesday to stay away from public places and public transport. Students in Vienna were allowed to miss school. The shootings took place late Monday in Vienna, hours before a partial lockdown was due to go into effect due to the rising number of coronavirus cases in the country. The dead included two men and a woman. A police officer was among the wounded. Adding his statement to those of European leaders, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the United States, quote, strongly condemns the terrorist attack in Vienna. Britain's Home Secretary announced Tuesday the nation was raising its terrorism threat level from, quote, substantial to, quote, severe, following recent terrorist activity in France and Austria. According to Britain's domestic intelligence agency, the severe alert means a terrorist attack is highly likely. It's the fourth highest of the nation's five threat levels. Zimbabwe police on Tuesday arrested a journalist who has been critical of the government, his lawyer said. It was the second time he'd been arrested this year. His lawyer said this time it was for contempt of court related to a post he made on Twitter. Hopewell Chinono was first arrested in July on charges of writing in support of anti-government protests. He was detained for more than a month at a maximum security prison and released on bail on September 2nd. One of the conditions of his arrest was that he stop posting on his Twitter account until his case was finalized. But Chinono opened a new Twitter account, which he had been using to write about corruption and criticizing President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government. His comments have been unusually outspoken for a journalist in Zimbabwe, a nation where critics are often dealt with harshly. His lawyer told reporters that the charges against him are unclear at the moment, so they are, quote, weighing their options. The arrest of Chinono and dozens of activists has led to the accusations that the government is persecuting the opposition. The government has denied those charges. Marissa Melton, VOA News.